Yo, what up? And welcome to another episode of Straight From The Stands, an unapologetic, unofficial LA Galaxy podcast hosted by four Foulmouth supporters who bring you their thoughts and views on everything related to LA Galaxy straight from the stands. I am your co-host, Smarts, alongside the always angry Angel, his counterpart, level-headed George, and the man with the facts, Massa. This is Straight From The Stands.
Good evening.
What is this? What are we doing right now?
Listen. We brought in Carlisa so she can give us pointers on fantasy football talk. I want to hear who she's.
No, that's not what. That's
I want to know what she's here to do on the waiver wire. I want to know if she prefers PPR or standard.
No,
I just want to know because listen,
what do you think about Ezekiel Elliott?
Listen, this
do you think Ezekiel Elliott plays or does he not play?
Jesus fucking Christ. Listen, that's no wrong podcast. This is the wrong podcast. I swear to God. Hi, Carlisa. For those of you not on YouTube, we have Carlisa live with us today. We're gonna be talking a little bit about Galaxians and the history, the future, and of course, we're gonna talk some Galaxy. But how you guys feeling tonight? How you guys doing?
Listen, straight up, I already feel like a champ.
You already feel like a champ.
I already feel like a champ.
When I had those first like five picks, Angel was like, Masa, what the fuck?
You've never watched poker before, have you?
Yeah, sure, darling.
A little context. We have all four of us are playing in a fantasy football league, and yesterday we had the draft, and that's what these guys are talking about right now. Just in case you have no idea what the fuck's going on. That's why everybody's hyped about
this. A few episodes back, we told everyone that August is going to be a jam-packed, cracking-ass August. So far, we've delivered. Numbers have been on point. But we also gave you guys a warning that towards the end, fantasy football was going to start, or at least for us.
It's our turn.
Listen, we gave you guys what you guys wanted. Now, my podcast, my support group, Angel City Brigade.
Next week, I'm introducing a mute button. And says mute him. I'm muting him. All right, so starting next week, I'm muting Angel if I need to. All right, man. George, how you doing?
I'm doing amazing. After yesterday, my fantasy football draft,
I do. I fucking hate you guys. I swear to God, man.
Carlisa, I promise we have questions for you. I swear we do.
I don't even know anymore, Carlisa. I thought we did. I don't even know what's going on anymore. I lost control of everything a minute into the podcast, so I can't promise you anything anymore. But like I just mentioned, we have Carlisa here, and like Angel said, you know, it's a jam-packed August for us, and we want to bring you something different, and you should see a lot more of this in the off-season, where we plan to bring a lot more guests so we can have some content to hold you out for the season, but that's further along. For now, let's get talking. Carlisa, it's up to you. Could you introduce yourself, let us know a little bit about you and about Galaxians?
I also want to know what you do for a living. That's pretty cool to me.
Oh, you like what I do?
I love what you do. Because I want to listen. I want to go on the show and apologize on behalf of 7th grade me and 8th grade me.
Oh yeah, you would have had fun with me as your teacher for sure. Yeah, you might not have turned out as you did actually. So.
Didn't I say nothing, huh?
Yep.
Didn't I say nothing, huh?
I took an L 5 minutes into the podcast.
I'm on pesar.
Listen, we might have to have Carlisa more often. I like this.
She already put me in my place. I have the dunce hat on. You know what? You guys have the questions. Go for it. I'm just going to listen.
So the teacher came out first. So, yeah.
There you go.
The second teacher to me. But yeah, I'm a teacher by day, second grade right now. And then, of course, I do, you know, the rest of my life with my own family, that's in the Galaxy, of course. And the Galaxians, you know, most people know or might not know, they started in 96 along with the team. And when I went to my first rollerball game, and then I saw the group and I joined, and I've been with them ever since. And even back then, you know, it was always a little more Latin flavor. Always had a few couple English songs. Of course, now we have more, but we veered more towards the Spanish songs in the beginning.
That's dope. And you said, so you You were there in 96. Were you there like the first game, or did you just kind of, did you know them? Did you know him personally and that's how you joined, or you just kind of, you know, tell me the story about that.
I just showed up the first game, and then I kind of saw they were in the corner there on the top of the tunnel, and I was like, hey, I want to know what's going on over there. I just, you know, walked up, started talking to one of the founders, Ozzy, of the Galactans, and, you know, the rest is history. He's like, hey, join us. And ever since then, I've been with the Galactans.
That's sick. Yeah, that's really dope. It's funny because one of my mom's close friend's son, he was part of the Galaxians back in the days, and we caught up not too long ago. And I was telling him I was really involved with ACB. He's like, oh, that's crazy, because, you know, I was involved in the late '90s with Galaxians, and I was like, oh, that's small world, right? Like, and like I said, that's super cool. I've always had that appreciation that you guys have been there since, you know, day one, and you know, that's admirable for sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's a long history there. We've gone through ups and downs along with the team.
Yeah.
But we're still here, and, you know, sometimes we joke, we're like, pocos pero locos.
Right.
You know, we're still here, so.
Well, listen, I just came on this specific episode just to announce that I'm officially making my transition to Galaxians. I have my little wristband that you gave me a long time ago. I'm rocking it right now. Galaxians, day one, boys, since 96. I'm like all you fake-ass Galaxy fans out there. I just started supporting in 2007, you know?
Listen, it's crazy. Because
listen, take them. Carlisa, take them. Take them. You're listen, doing us a favor.
You could take me, but right now I'm like, you know, fantasy football. It's like some players, I can't come back until 6 months. So, you know.
Right now you're being loaned out.
Yeah, we're not getting loaned. Yeah, I'm alone.
Listen, Carlisa, be careful with this, right?
To buy at the end of the season.
Listen, you guys have been around close to 25 years. Angel might be the reason that brings you guys down. Be careful what you do, right? Just, I'm letting you know right now. Like, it's, you know.
Listen, I'm like Cristian Pavon. You're going to get me
no, down. No, you're not. Over 18 no. Months, no, you're not.
18
no,
months.
No, you're not.
18 months, and then.
Your job, Pedro, as fuck, dog. Your job, Pedro, as fuck, dog. You didn't even make 6 months, and then you got loaned out. That's you, though.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So tell me what was it about Galaxians, not only that attracted you but kept you going for 25 years, and now you're one of the faces of Galaxians. What is it about the Galaxians that kind of?
I think obviously, I mean, I've always had a love for football. I grew up with it. My parents were the first ones to have a Salvadorian team that won one of the municipal leagues. There by Griffith Park, there was only one court. And actually, my mom, I was the madrina of the team with the dresses and all of
that.
And then we went on to the Parks and Rec League and we're like, hey, we need more soccer fields. And at that time in the late 80s, early 90s, the city was like, nah, you know, soccer ain't going to get big. You just need that one field. And if anybody knows the soccer field by the 5 and the 134, that's what my mom and I fought for back in the late 80s, early 90s. So
oh, no shit.
I grew up with it. And so, of course, you know, once I knew there was going to be a team in L.A., and, you know, I had some good Latino players there with Cienfuegos, of course, being Saudi.
Yeah.
You know, Pavel and Campos and some other players, too. So, I mean, as soon as I got there, like I said, they were singing and chanting. I was like, hey, that's something that I would like to do. You know, I want to get involved with that. And like I said, I just walked up, talked to Ozzy, and he's like, yeah, join us. And, you know, like I said, it's kind of hard to explain, just like when your people ask you, what did you love about the Galaxy? I mean, it's sometimes hard to put into words exactly, but it's always family. And, you know, just like with any family, you have your ups, your downs, but you enjoy all the good times. You know, it took us a long time to get that first cut.
Yeah,
but we were there from day one, so yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because you're right. Like, explaining the reason for it is hard because, you know, at least to me, it's more of a feeling. It's a sentimiento you get, you know what I mean? So putting that into words, I can see how, you know, it's kind of hard to put into words. Yeah, yeah, dope.
I mean, bottom line, it's family.
Yeah.
Like, we're all there to support the team, to cheer them on in the good times, the bad times. You know,
it's like, Carlisa, I mean, be careful how you throw away that. You know, it's family because, you know, one of my family members I disowned her recently. So listen.
I can confirm you took a picture with her this weekend.
I can confirm that I was forced to take a picture with her this weekend.
Now, hey, Carlisa, but when you say family.
All families have a black sheep. All families have somebody that, you know, we're like.
You know what's crazy? Angel's a black sheep in his family.
Yeah. So I know exactly who you're talking about. Like, right. Angel doesn't like it. Angel doesn't like it. Angel doesn't like it.
I'm reserving my comments because Mia's right there. Right. You know, right now, this is PG-13.
Listen, I don't think it's gonna. It won't last long. Dope. Angel or Masa George, you guys have questions.
I have lots of questions from the Galaxy family. If we could get into those,
yeah, let's throw some in there. Sure,
that's fine. If you want to do that, then we can just ask the other questions as we go.
Yeah, perfect. Let's have a conversation.
It might come natural. All right, Carlisa. Nelson wants to know, what are some of the difficulties you had to deal with while working with the front office?
Oh,
wow.
Well,
even Mia's laughing. She knows. There it is. She knows. Yeah.
We got time.
Hold on, Carlisa, do you mind speaking a little bit closer into the laptop?
When we first started, Doug Hamilton, may he rest in peace, he was the number one supporter of the Galactic. He was basically like, we know that you guys make it, you know, better for the players. The players need you. They want you. He would basically be like, what do you want? You know, you want this, you want that. So he did help the Galactians grow a lot as a supporter group. He always had our back. And of course, you know, then we moved to the Home Depot Center.
Yeah.
And then he passed away. And, you know, there's some changes. The worst 3 years of our history, not only for us, but for the Galaxy, where a lot of us was in there. So he basically wanted to, I guess, do some European-style kind of soccer, and I mean, that was in our, you know, our thing. So he tried his best to get rid of us in a lot of different ways.
Damn.
So that's wow. Eventually we moved over. We were in 102, and then of course my Beckham came, and you know, those are the premium seats now. So then we got moved around, and finally we're like, we're just gonna do our own thing, and we went to GA. But there's been a lot of front office that have been going on, that all of a sudden when Lawless came in, it was like, it's all about money. And it was never an obligation, like, if you're a supporter, you have to have these many tickets, you have to do this, you have to do that. So there was one point in time they were like, well, you guys didn't meet your quota of like 25. But they told us the mid-season, and we got to 21 mid-season, like in 3-4 months. And then we had a fight with the front office to be like, we've been here since the beginning. And at that time, it was just, you know, us and Lars. But in the last couple of years, it's, you know, there has been improvement. I mean, you guys, ACB, too, have had their issues with the front office. But I know in the very end, I mean, especially now with Alex and Jonathan, I mean, they support Chris, Brennan, they support us 100%. It's a lot better, you know, had it been in the past. But it's, you know, it has its ups and its downs.
That's crazy. So, question. So Lalas was the one that implemented the minimum to be labeled as a supporters group? Oh, no shit.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And we would always ask, like, is it a Galaxy thing or is it an MLS? Uh-huh. We never got anything in writing from
that's a great question.
Or from MLS saying that should be a supporter group a minimum of 25 season tickets. That we've never gotten, and we asked, never got anything in writing from anybody. So I don't know where that magic number came from, but.
That's crazy. That's wild. Right. I could see, man. You know, and it's funny because we always hear about. Like, I wasn't involved with any supporter culture yet when Lalas was around. Like, I started, like, in...
You fake. Not like me. I've been with Galaxians since day one, 96, boys.
I started in midway through 08. But ever since then, like, there's always been talks about how Lalas... Like, the dark times was mostly caused by Lalas, you know what I mean? And I think that goes not only at club level, but, as you were saying, at support level as well.
Yeah, I mean, even to this day, I don't understand how Galaxy thought, okay, he's going to help us. when he had already screwed up New York, Metro Stars, right, and San Jose before he came to us. So it's like, dude, yeah, he doesn't have a record. Why would he do any better here? He did literally destroy our team in 3 years.
That's fucking wild. That's crazy.
That's good. That's crazy. Thank you for that. It's White Mike asks, what do you like about the supporters group that have come after the Galaxians?
They brought me into the mix, duh.
Dog, shut up. Mute. Can we? Hey, leave.
Next week. I promise. Next week, I got muted.
Hey, I'm minimal. I'm saying minimum. Not saying much. When I'm saying shit, I'm bringing that saucy hot fire.
Oh, my God. Hey, back to the question. Can you say it one more time?
Hey, Carlisa, quick question. Carlisa, quick question. Am I saucy?
No,
I
saucy? Don't. No, you're
saucy. Don't answer.
Mia, answer. Am I saucy or am I saucy?
No. I don't want to.
All right, carry on.
Repeat the question one more time, George. Set it up for her.
Question. Basically, he's asking, what do you like about supporters that came after the Galaxians? ACB, Lars, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I mean, if I go starting from the beginning, yes, there has been, you know, there's history, obviously, between the two supporter groups. But at this point in time, it's history. That's it. Yeah. You know, we're seeing between all three groups, and some of those people in all of our groups are not even here anymore. So what happened in the past is in the past. But I've always said to this day, and I will always say, bottom line, all three of us are here to support the Galaxy. We all do it in a different way, a different little flavor, but that's the bottom line. Good times, bad times, you know, like Wednesday, Saturday game, you know, anything that has, even G2 sometimes we're there.
Yep.
So, I mean, like, we've had our differences in the past, but a lot of us now are on the same path, but we're there to support the team. That's the main thing.
Would you specifically say anything about ACB or Lars that you guys like working with us or working with them?
Of course, with Angel, definitely.
Oh, no, don't.
Please, don't. Listen, I didn't want to say it. Ben, I didn't want to say it, but that, please don't do this. There's some facts to that, though. There's some truth to that. There's some truth to that.
No, listen. But with that being said, I have to, you know, interesting, some truth to that. Angel's been a great liaison between the Galaxians and ACB, so I'm not gonna take that away from them at all. You know what I mean?
Like Robert for sure.
Yeah.
Like my Ed, you know, because we've been doing a lot of chants and songs together. Mm-hmm. Karina for sure. Giselle. I mean, everybody. I think the we've been open. Like Galaxians and ACB, our line of communication is more open now. So we feel the love, and I hope, you know, ACB feels it too, because we feel it. And it's like, you know, it's good to be in this place right now for sure.
Yeah. For sure.
I mean, big example, obviously, some things that go behind the scenes, right? We got together, was it last Sunday, 2 Sundays ago? When was that? Yeah, you know, where we got together to record, you know, what essentially is going to be the chance for the future, right? Which has been a collaboration between ACB and Galaxians at this point, right? And that's something that we've been trying to get at for a while, and we finally made it happen.
Yeah. Excited for that, too.
And I think, speaking of, I mean, tomorrow the Galaxians actually will be sitting next to ACB.
Correct.
So
yep.
It'll be a great opportunity for just to like do a trial run, see how it'll be for 2020, because we're gonna have to do that anyways eventually.
We'll get there. Yeah, a lot of people were asking about 2020 and your thoughts.
It's funny how even that song "Es La Hora," we've been singing for years, but for some reason that G2,
U.S. Open Cup.
U.S. Open Cup. Yeah.
I mean, it just took off in its own. And I remember Mosh Pit at the Rose Bowl. And that was the last one I thought of. And then I'm like, oh, okay, here we go again. Mosh Pit again. And so now even, you know, people have been sending me messages like, there's one guy, I forgot his name, I'd have to look it up. He told me that he was a little upset, you know, because of the tie. But that us having our little after party brought back a little bit of happiness back to him. So it's like even that little tradition that we started already, like everybody, you know, we just jam right after. And like I said, Mosh Pit, those were stuff that we did at the Rose Bowl. And to see it come back again is awesome.
Yeah,
That's amazing to hear. That's crazy how history just keeps going. That's sick.
Me not being there is a blessing in disguise because it happened without me there.
See? No,
me,
you not being there is a blessing, period.
I know what I'm doing.
No disguise.
Not be anywhere is a good thing.
Yeah, it's no disguise that. It's a blessing.
Listen, I get it. I get it. I'm too saucy for you guys. I get it.
You need to make a shirt.
Yeah. Can I get it in yellow? Can I get it in yellow?
No shirt. Angel has to get that tattered on him.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, there you go.
He wants to show his abs? Put your abs on there. Put your tattoo there. All right. Belos Brian from NAG News asks, also it's a Galaxians and ACB question. Where can us G fans find the lyrics to your song so we can practice them at home? Or will it be one song page for all the standing supporters group section?
And do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So when it comes to where you can go now, you can obviously head to the LA AngelCityBrigade.net to our website, and we have everything that is known for ACB right now. Rudy, shout out to Rudy. He actually just finished late last week. He finished editing again because we mentioned that we got together with Galaxians a couple of weeks back to record all these chants. Rudy finished all these, so we're gonna put them up on the ACB site. Hopefully I'm gonna work with Tony Medina about getting these up by next week with lyrics and everything, and those are gonna be the songs for the North End 2020. It's already been discussed amongst several people. You know, and Galaxy Outlaws is on board with this, Ghost is on board with this, Engineer Empire, they're all on board with this. They're aware of, you know, basically it's gonna be because it's what makes more sense at this point. You know, we want to get so many people involved with point is when I get to logistics. But they will be out by next week, most likely, on as of right now, on the ACB website, because you guys don't have a website right now, do you, Carlisa?
We did have one, but it was like, you know, things like that. But I know off the LA Galaxy website, when it has the porter, and then there's a little link there to our songs, of course, it has Galaxians in it, but for next year, we're switching all those to Angelinos. And then I know that hopefully tomorrow we'll have some copies of. And a lot of your members, I know, have them on their phone, like Sam the other day, you know, using his phone, searching the songs and stuff. So, I mean, it's out there. And then, of course, once it's all official, yeah, it'll be there. But, yeah, or you can always, we've had a couple of ECB come and chat with us for a couple of songs, and then they go back. So, it's all good.
Yeah, but well, as I said, by next week, everything should be up. Again, the ACB sites, you'll see our posts, that we'll make a note of it there. You know, I don't know what we're going to title it, but point is, it's going to be what we're going to do in the North End, and it's all the Galaxian stuff as well, including there. So you're going to be able to find those on the ACB website under the chant section. So by next week.
Yep.
With lyrics and everything. Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, thanks for that. Shady99 says...
Oh, sorry, and one thing. Shout out to Rudy. He's trying to figure out a way... No, well, this is important stuff. He's trying to find it. Well, he already knows how to do it, so we're going to figure out how we can get all of these chants for the 2020 on multiple streaming platforms like Apple Music, Spotify, and all this bunch of stuff so that, you know, people can have it there to be able to listen to all that stuff, you know, on their drive home or whatever.
Yep. On the way to stadium, going to have
my Spotify. Yep, on the stadium, whatever you want. If you want your kids, lullaby, you know, want to hear Glenn's voice, you know, there you go.
Yep. All right, George, let's go with some other questions. He's done.
Are you done, Angel?
He's
all right, done. Cool. He's just, I have to give it a second. Little man has to
run. Important information, bitch.
Shady99, would there ever become one whole supporter sections with ACB? Would be nice to fill up the North End.
Yeah.
I take it this person is on social media then.
Yeah. Listen.
Don't be condescending.
I'm trying new things right now. I'm trying to change my ways, and condescending is one of the things I'm trying to learn.
You're going the wrong way. No, but regarding to that, it maybe not one SG, but we all will be together next year, in the North End. So, and there's gonna be a lot of collaboration within the group. So it'll feel more cohesive. We're definitely gonna be together. So it's gonna be, you know, one sound coming out of the North End.
Cool. It's already started. So
yeah.
I mean, you know, we've done it. It's kind of cool that we've done it on our own instead of like the front office saying, you guys have to do this, or it's going to be this way and accept it or not. They've kind of let it up to us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've taken upon ourselves to do it. So, I mean, I think that's a lot better that way than the front office always telling us what to do and what they want. So we're organic and, you know, it comes from the heart what we do.
Yep.
Nice. 100%. All right. Bacadito Be Nasty asks, serious question. Why so many drums for such a small group?
Damn. Those are fighting words.
I mean, We like I got my two new ones. We got, you know, snare. So it's the Latin little flavor that we have. I mean, like I said earlier, poco está loco. So we we make noise. So
I love that shit. But,
you know,
that's dope. Carlisa also, she answers, how do you know if you're not there? Don't worry.
Damn.
Maya. I've only this one game this year.
No, not you. No. I'm helping you.
No, no.
The person that asked the question.
Oh.
I got you. Lisa, don't trip.
I got it.
Damn, why are you getting all defensive? Shit? Yeah, she. You acted like Angel over there. Relax. Damn.
Be nice about to get detention.
LA Galaxy Fan Talk asks, what's the thought process when coming up when you chant in songs?
Well, I know that since we do a lot of songs in Spanish, I know that, you know, I think most of them are like from Argentina. Mm-hmm. And then, or just any other songs, and then we give it a little twist. Like Es La Hora, I didn't, you know, they were like, oh, the Chuchi, the sushi song. And I'm like, what's that?
Yeah.
And then, you know, they start, and I'm like, oh, I guess, but I don't know who, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, here's a song, and then we just, you know, give it the flavor and see if it works with the words for Galaxy songs, and it goes from there.
Nice.
Yeah, it's funny because my wife actually was talking about that song, and she was like, yeah, that's a song, and I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Right, because I never heard it, and then she put it on, and I was like, oh, like, Chucha? I guess, I wasn't aware of that. And then she put it on, and I was like, oh, yeah, that is the tune for that. So, yeah.
Oh, and like the other one that Rudy and I were talking about, was it earlier today? Yesterday? Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
Higala, mi buen amigo.
That's
I knew about that shit, because that's like a standard in Argentina at the beginning of the season. It's usually the first song that a lot of teams sing.
It's funny because it's not only with Galaxian chants, because me and Rob were having a conversation, I think it was this weekend too, about what was that one song, Blue, White, and Gold, in the tune that goes behind it. I guess Rob and Angel had a bet on what song that was.
Oh yeah, he didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't know either. Like, I think I found out that day. I was, and I've been singing it for 10 years,
forever.
And I had no idea where it came from. So yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
All right.
CSAN 07 asks, how does it feel to be the longest supporters group?
Yeah.
Listen, I can answer that for you. I've been there since day one.
Shut up.
Please, you're fucking annoying.
Don't worry, I'll get him detention later.
There you go. Yeah, please do.
Put me on the detention.
It's a standard, yeah.
Rating is about to go up.
No, it's not.
No, hey, Angel. At this point, it feels awesome. I mean, it's. Like I said, through all the things we've gone through, you know, in all these years, and we're still there, and still supporting the team, it means a lot. Because, like I said, there's a couple of us that have been there since almost the beginning, and stuff like Margie. And so, you know, we've seen it from when, you know, the Rose Bowl days until now. So it's great that we're still around supporting the team.
Nice. Aftra, our last guest from last week, asked, any ideas on bringing back throwback Galaxian merch?
Oh.
That's a dope question.
We're in the process of that, because I guess one of the new shirts that we did, a couple people liked. So I was actually talking to Ray yesterday at the movie theater event that we had. And we're like, yeah, we need to, you know, get some more shirts going and stuff. So. Hopefully by 2020, you know, and then we'll get our 25-year anniversary jerseys. We have scarves in the works, and, you know, our 25-year, like, just regular shirt. So we're trying to, you know, do all that merch little by little. Nice. I mean, it's always a few people, the same few people, but, yeah.
It's dope, man. One of the reasons why we're excited to have you here is because I think, you know, some people don't know that you guys have been around for, you know, since the beginning, right? Or they're not aware of the history. So definitely love having the platform to kind of give that, to shine that light, you know what I mean, where it deserves. Because I think it's good for the Galaxy family to have a group like you guys been around for so long. They've been through, you know, like you said, the ups and downs of our club.
And to add to that, I don't know if obviously a lot of people have seen, a lot of retro jerseys have been around the stadium a lot lately. So I think if we put out retro Galaxian that'll be a really good hit as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's something to think about for sure. I mean, even Kobe Jones liked that somebody was sporting, you know, his old jersey. I don't think I think he knew it was, he thought it was an original. He didn't know it was like the reason.
Let's leave it at that, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's still cool. All right. Greer Clan asks, do you ever talk to ex-Galaxians anymore?
Yeah, actually, one of the ones that I'm still close to, and he's actually made some appearances at my school, is Brian Jordan. He's been to my school a couple of times. Oh, Galaxian?
Yeah.
Good stuff, Mia. She's paying attention.
One of the founders, Ozzy, on Facebook, you know, we still keep in touch, say hi. One of the previous presidents, he did move to Dallas, Texas.
Oh,
we still talk to him, too. And when the Galaxy go play out there, they go and wear the Galaxy shirt, too. A couple of people,
Cool. All right, last question from this end. Oh, we have two more, sorry. Robbie Moore, not sure if this is a Galaxian question, but if you would have one message for Galaxy fans, what would it be?
One message is kind of like our motto, loyalty, pride, tradition. Mm-hmm. If you stick with that, obviously, I've been a Galaxy fan for life, obviously, but you stick to the team. You're everything. If you're loyal to them, if you're not obviously there's no bandwagoners here. So if you stick with the team and they'll come through with you. I mean, there's been years like the 1 year we won the cup where like we barely made it through the playoffs and we won the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
The Galaxy have created a lot of great moments in history. You know, the first to five and the first to a lot of many things. And you know, throughout football MLS, a lot of the teams they've looked to our organization. So, but those are the three main words that we go through: loyalty, pride, tradition. And you'll be basically a Galaxy fan
for life. Nice. We have one last question from pre-Chen time, Chendo. Whatever happened to the dude that used to wear Mickey Mouse hands and wore a wig and cape and danced nonstop?
Well, just like, you know, families, they move on. Yeah. Some were banned, like some people know here. And then she's back. So, but, you know, there's just people come and go. But, yeah, I don't know where specifically one did, but the other one, I know the ones with the wigs and stuff, they left. They had some issues. Actually, it was in the MLS Cup 2009. Something bad kind of happened over there. They left him there, and then when he came back to California, he was like, "I'm going back.
I'm done."
Yeah,
it happens. Angel, do you have you have the questions? Do you have any questions too?
Well, basically, a lot of the questions kind of asked, you know, throughout, and that's kind of cool. Like I said, we did it that way. But someone did ask in the chat, since basically it's a unification, or I guess not necessarily unification, but really more an ongoing collaboration between ACB and Galaxians, if there's going to be scarves made with both logos.
Ooh.
I haven't even thought that far ahead. I'm still trying to find out how long it takes Carlisa to straighten her hair when she gets it straight. Because the other day we had a meeting and I didn't realize who she was. I legit walked right past her. Mia's proof. We had a meeting with the FO, I think it was like a month ago or so. Or 2 months. No, it was 2 months ago because I wasn't banned. It was before I got banned. Yeah, I wasn't banned yet. It was before I got banned. So it was 2 months ago. Literally said hi to everyone in the room. And she was the last one I said hi to. And then I'm like, oh shit, it was you. Oops. Because she had her hair straight. So I need to know, how long did it take you to get your hair straight? Because your curls are on point.
It takes like 4 hours.
There goes Mia with the answer. There goes Mia with the answer.
Angel's just fantasizing over hair.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah, that's really
the curls, though. But the curls, though. Oof, man.
I like it. But no, it takes a professional about an hour and a half to do it. There's no way I could do that to my hair myself. No, I can't.
But to straighten your hair is naturally curly, right?
That's natural to come, yep.
Are you married?
What the fuck? You don't know. Don't listen. No, Curtis. Stop. Don't even bother.
Oh my god!
All right, no. Seriously, oh yeah, I don't know why I'm like this. But other than that, I think that was pretty much it. I mean, I don't know if we missed anyone's questions, George. I know someone's. I think Romo.
No.
Nope.
All right. Cool. I guess we're all done.
Let us know where they can find Galaxians. Let us know where let us know where you can find you guys and where what section you guys in for the rest of this year, because I know next year you'll be with us. And anything else you want to say in part of the Galaxians before you sign off?
I mean, right now we have the Twitter @Galaxians, so thank you. Facebook Galaxians, I think it's 96. Just the Instagram Galaxians 96. And then right now we're sitting in section 124, close to the corner. And then for tomorrow we're going to be 122. And then next year, we're moving to 123. And then I think drums is 122. And I'll be in the little section of the drums. And then, party for 2020.
And then,
bad, Rudy. Three questions just came in.
All
right. With really good questions too. La Maravilla 2323 asks, what were the prices for season tickets for one membership at a Rose Bowl and the Home Depot Center?
Oh,
okay, that's a good question.
Hold on. Galaxians would get tickets for $9, but we would sell them for $11 to make a profit.
Damn.
$9. $9. So they have some season tickets, because they didn't know that it was going to be the way it is now. But we would get our tickets for $9 and sell them for $11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. All right.
They used to have adult prices and kids prices.
So
now it's just all one, unfortunately. But those are the good things.
He also follows up by asking, do they remember kids flying paper airplanes made out of galaxy booklets at the Rose Bowl?
I have a story about that one day. Oh, never mind. I'm not sharing that. Nope.
No.
I'm not going to share that story.
We've even torn them up to be little confetti.
Confetti? Yeah. Yep. Yeah, man. I remember that. All the stands at the Rose Bowl were full of that. I love that.
Yeah.
LA is Blue and Gold asks, how did you become a galaxy fan?
Like, a soccer's been in my blood since I was young. And so then I heard in 95 that they were bringing a soccer team to L.A. And then once I found out the date, showed up at the Rose Bowl, and the rest is history.
That's dope, man.
Sweet.
That's dope. And then the last question I wanted to ask you was if anybody's interested in joining the Galaxians or sitting with Galaxians, what do they do? How do they sit?
I'm listening.
Basically, Angel, you just show up at the tailgate area. And you can, just hang with us, go to 124. Like, basically for us right now, if you buy a shirt, you're a Galactic, of course, if you buy season tickets with us, it's even better. We don't, we're low key in terms of that. But basically, show up, buy a shirt, hang with us prior to the game, during the game, after the game. That seems to be a new tradition that's starting up again. So,
just in case, I don't know if it was clear and if I missed it, I'm sorry. But Galaxians and ACB tailgate together now. So it's, okay, cool. Yeah, if you guys want to find them, say hi to Carlisa in person. Don't believe me about the curls. Go see him, because Eddie was questioning me about the curls. They also tailgate with us right there in the gated area right there, which is a Lot 13. Right next to Lot 13.
I don't use what is it, Soul Glow? If you know that movie, that kind of stuff, but yeah.
Hey, Carlisa, you inspired me to bring back my Jerry curls. I'm gonna have to do that.
Well, Carlisa, Masa's gonna have tattoos, Jerry curls. I'm not even gonna notice you next year.
Who is this guy? Well, Carlisa, I thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your history with us. Definitely appreciate it. Let us know if we could do anything to kind of promote anything Galactic do at any time. We're definitely here for you. And again, thank you very much for joining us today.
All right, I appreciate you.
Thank you, Carlisa.
Thank you.
Right.
Love you.
Have a good night. See you. All right, boys. That was dope. That was really dope. I enjoyed that conversation. But now let's get into some some Galaxy shit, right? We had a game on Saturday. Yeah, we had a game Saturday. Wow, my bad. Blanked out for a second there. We had a game on Saturday. We played against Seattle Sounders. Dog. We had a game with Seattle Sounders, right? And let's start off right off the bat. We came out with Bingham at goal, Felcher on the right, Steris and Polenta down the middle, and Shelvick on the left. You guys called it. You guys said, or I think two of you guys said, like, we're gonna, no changes in the back line. Boom, there it was. Leget Dos Santos in the middle, Antuna, Fabio, and Pavon. Slotting on top. I mean, the only player I would want in this team right now, it would have been Drini, right? Maybe left back a little bit, whatever. But this is a team. We came out with a team that we probably want to see more often, right? Yep. And, man, I say this, right? For the first 5 minutes, I thought we were super dominant, right?
Okay, I mean, I'm interested in this conversation because I rewatched this game, so I'm very interested in this conversation.
For the first 5 minutes, I thought we were super dominant. Uh-huh. And we were so close to scoring a goal within the first 5 minutes. So close to having Pavon score first goal at home within the first 5 minutes. But
that was a hell of a save.
It was. But that highlight quickly turned into a fucking nightmare, dog.
I feel like that's been a thing for the Galaxy.
Well, it has.
Capitalize, it's just immediately.
And it has, right? Like, and it's, yeah, exactly. You said it immediately. It seems like every time we create a chance that we don't put away, like, right then and there, it comes back and bites us in the ass. Because what happens on that play, Fry comes out with a big save.
Yeah.
And the defender, here, you think the defender, like, lobbed it to him, or was it just a clearance that kind of ended in where
he
went?
I think he just cleared the ball.
Right. So, that me too. I think he clears the ball. Steris out, like, in the left bank. Right, because the play starts off like on the left back, right? 1-on-1 versus Rui Diaz. Remember, and that's one of the guys we called out during the tailgate, saying that you got to be wary about him. At half field, they get tangled up. He takes them down.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 minutes and change into the game, we get a red card. Listen, I was in the stands. Oh, sorry, you want to say something? Go ahead. You want to say something?
Do you guys see a mistake in what happened there in Steris?
Yes,
I do.
Because I've heard two sides of it, and I'm on the side of he shouldn't have ever let that ball bounce. That ball shouldn't have bounced.
Thank
he should
you.
Have contested it and kicked it out. But I also I've heard the it was a bad touch. It was a bad bounce, and he did what he had to do.
Yeah, listen, I could have done more. Yes, mm-hmm. But also I think that bounce is a little weird. I think the bounce like comes in. Listen, and that's my opinion. I think he could have done better, but I think that bounce is a little weird. But even at that, right? Even at that, I think his biggest issue was getting tangled up with him right then and there, right? Because all you had to do.
That's your biggest issue? I'm okay with that. I'm mad at the way he attacked the ball. I'm not mad that he fouled him.
You're not mad at for a red card?
I'm mad.
No.
You knew that was a good
shit. I would have done the same shit, too.
Hold on. Rudy, let me... Rudy, finish what they thought.
Yeah, listen, because
I'm mad already.
Because I think if he doesn't tangle up with him, Rui Diaz attacks the space, right? And the space is, drifting. So you drift and hope... Listen, we have, like, Antuna that can fucking, do a 50-yard dash, something impressive. I don't think you foul him there because listen, when that foul happened, I was a Rooney. When that foul happened, I was like, that's a red card. And I think it's super obvious when that foul happens, and that's happening like at half field, and I'm like in the stance on the other side, and I seen that foul, and I was like, that's a red card. And I think that was detrimental. Or at least I thought it was going to be detrimental, and we'll go into why it wasn't, but I thought it was going to be detrimental when I saw the red card because it was like 6 minutes in.
Let me ask.
Go ahead, Masa.
Would you rather, I don't know, I think he's gone. So at that point, I'm thinking we're down 1-0. I'd much rather take my chances at 0-0 than allow a goal.
No, I don't know.
You know what? That I was going to get to that point, and I was going to end up talking about the score. I like that because I think if the Galaxy get scored early on, I don't think that we react the way that we did. Sure, we got scored on first, but I think the fact that we managed to hold that team for that long gave them the confidence to get back into this game. That's my thought.
Listen,
to address Blue Ninja, he's, you know, trying to on the chat, because obviously people are gonna hear this. So he states, the red card was harsh in 5 minutes of the game. The foul deserved a yellow and no more. No. I don't agree with that one bit. No. I'm with George 100%. It's the last man. And that's just basic 101 soccer. That's the known rule. Last man, you take someone down, doesn't matter what it is. Because listen, Rudy, at that point, he's speculating what's going to happen with the play, right? But we don't know at that point, given on a one-on-one, a player like Rodriguez, you kind of give him
the advantage.
He's basically that. You know, it's either you play the advantage or you call that, right? And that there's no competent or half decent competent. You know what? Even the Sunday League fucking refs are going to call that a red card all day, every day.
Yeah. Listen, here's my thing. And I don't know if you're going on the point, but my thing is, like, Matza says you take that foul instead of letting him go through.
Right, listen, and that's fine. I take that foul all day.
I'm not saying that. I mean, that's your opinion. That's 100% fine. I think I would have gambled in giving Esteves a shot. You know, giving a shot of blocking. I'm not saying he would, but I'm saying I would give him a shot. Oh, Bingham, sorry, Bingham.
Yeah. Rudy, I get your thing. 100%. Massa, I get your thing 100%. Both of you guys, I can make a case for either or. I could.
One has a defensive mindset, if you notice, and one has a goalie mindset.
Exactly. But my thing is that bounce. He let that ball bounce. I don't agree with Rudy at all that, it wasn't like it was coming down like a rocket. It still had a little bit of hang time on it where he could have rushed. He could have ran his ass to the fucking ball and got into it.
Oh, he could have fouled him. You could have found them there.
At that point, it's a yellow.
Yeah, that's
right. Because, you know, it's not clear and obvious type of thing. As a Euro one, you're the last man. Do that there, you know, or do something else. That to me was fucking trash. It was garbage, and that set up the entire game for me. To me,
well, yeah, I mean, yeah,
was trash.
100%. The red
and
card.
It's funny, because even then, I don't hear people like right now. You're trying to make a case for Steris, you know, that he should let it go, and Massa's making a case you know, it should have been a foul. And listen, the point is, you guys are trying to make a case for it, right? Whatever it is, right? Or what should have happened next? If this would have been Shelvick, everyone would have fucking murdered Shelvick three times and some, right? Just for not stepping up to try and clear that ball before it bounces.
I'm killing somebody else today.
Such a long time. Listen, Let it out.
That's just a fact. Everyone's giving Shelvick this type of hate. And I've heard a lot of people give fucking Rolf this type of hate. Look, I said this was a few episodes back, that Steris has been the one constant in that back line. Sure, he's had one or two bad games, but for the most part, he's been solid. That was a bad decision on his part. Everyone talks about, you know, Shelvick and making bad decisions. That was a terrible decision by Steris. Terrible. And that could have – listen, to me, you ask me, because Rudy mentioned 4 or 5 minutes into the game, we came in and we said dominance, and we were starting to – listen, I 4 or 5 minutes in, I have to agree. That's part of one of the very few – well, I'd say 15 minutes, 20 minutes in, I was able to watch the game without being interrupted. But – I think that has set the tempo up. I think our team was ready to roll, and I felt that from the get-go. Man. And that set the tempo again. Massive fuck-up from Steris, big time. Should have stepped up to that ball.
So I want to preface saying that when we get the red card, I figured that we're fucked at this point, right? Because now we're going to play with a man down, and we have to change the whole attitude, right? And we'll go into on how it did or not happen that way. But when they get the record, I think, you know, I mean, I'm kind of bummed because I'm like, we came out so aggressive, we came out looking so good, we're knocking that door, and now if it's gonna change, what I will say though is that I like the attitude of the team after the record. I like the that change. Attitude. The change wasn't immediate though. You know what I mean? It wasn't like it took I'll tell you exactly when the change happened. It happened. The red card was a 6 minute, right? Mm-hmm. People comes in the 33rd minute, so it wasn't like immediate change.
There was a change of Antuna going to the right back, and then Felcher going into the middle.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought for some reason I took that as not me. They adjusted their formation and with the positioning, but the attitude almost stayed the same. You know what I mean? And honestly, like it was a match where you didn't really notice the Galaxy playing with a man down, right?
Yep. At times.
Yeah, listen.
You know what? We were attacking
most of the time. We were attacking. Those times came when we were tracking back and they were attacking on us. But most of the time, we rarely saw that in that time. So,
listen. So,
I could see that.
So here's something, right? Like the reason, and I might be missing it because I try to see the replay. I wasn't really paying attention, doing some other shit too. But the times we got attacked, or the times that Seattle had clear chances on that first half, we were pushing up really, really high, like we were up there as we were closing down the field, and they beat us with a ball over the top, right? And then we had to get back there and attack. And listen, they didn't. We were down a player since the 6th minute. They don't get a goal in until the 42nd minute, and in between that time, it was a match. You know, it was back and forth. Galaxy, I think, had some other possession. Galaxy had some looks, right? Maybe not as clear as like the Pavon one earlier, but we had some looks. They had some attacking chances too, but it was back and forth. And we're playing with a man down for 35 minutes at this point before they get the goal.
I just want to give a shout out real quick to two players, Antuna and Felcher. Antuna at right back and Felcher at center back. That should look real good.
It'll serve some. No, I don't think it'll go.
Because when we make that sub, then that's when they started killing our right back position when Pipo comes in.
You know what it felt like to me, and again, this is from what I was able to gather, right? So I could be completely wrong with this. From what I was able to gather from the red card and on, yes, I agree with Rudy, where I still feel that. Interestingly enough, I still feel that we were the better team, right? I feel like we dominated more. We had better looks. Obviously, they got their goal. But the one thing that stood out to me is how Polenta was operating somewhat as a... somewhere between a stopper and a sweeper, right? Because he was so free, but he had... I'd say at least 20 yards of area that he was covering himself. And the space that Felcher was giving, that's why at some point I didn't even realize that Felcher had kind of drifted into that center back row. Yeah. And because we were pushing up so much, Antuna was still looking on the offensive. He still was seeming more to be on the offensive half. It didn't seem as we were, to me, it felt like we were playing with three at the back, right? With Felcher, with Shelvik, and with Polenta playing that lone sweeper role. But again, we were pressing so high and we were attacking so much. Again, I think I said this last pod, if I'm not mistaken, that my favorite type of defense is offense, right? And because we were playing offense, Polenta was fine. He was just commanding the back. You can tell he was just being a general back there, keeping an eye for the spaces. It seemed like we were playing maybe that's why it seemed like it was seamless. Even without Steris there, because I don't know if it's because of his experience, having played for a team like Nacional before, you know, being that type of general in the back, that he was able to control and manipulate the game, with especially being in the defensive half, where because you really didn't see Felcher pushing up as much.
And it was super, super obvious and comfortable for Polenta to do that.
Yeah,
what I mean? I liked it. Here's another note I'm going to give Antuna. That I really liked, and I didn't catch this live. I caught this in the replay. Antuna checked Rolf a couple times to get back in the middle. When he would drop back, and Felcher, you got to understand, like he's used to playing the right back, so he kind of drifts to the right. Mm-hmm. Antuna's awareness saw that they were too close together, so he pushed him twice, and he pointed towards the middle, and I was like, that's dope, because that's Antuna doing this, right? Like he's in the game so much that he understands that, okay, we're too close together. Here, back up, get back in the middle. He did it twice, and I was like, that's good, because he was in the game. He was, he had committed to playing right back. Our winger, or one of the guys that likes to push all the way down to the end line, was committed to playing right back, and he understood that enough to push, the traditional right back into the middle.
If he had any type of defensive mindset, I wouldn't mind putting him in the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he,
what you mean? He had Jordan Morris in the pocket the whole 25 minutes that he was playing right back. So I wouldn't put him at right back, but I'm saying I think
he did his job for sure.
He's all around because his hustle is too. I don't know what it is about Antuna recently, but man, my man is.
You know what it is? I think
he's playing fucking dope right now.
And I'm not defending Jordan Morris, but I think Jordan Morris is an idiot for not understanding the person that he's defending and knowing that Antuna's fragile. So
and
that's
attack
what I'm
him.
Saying. If he was, yeah,
attack
yeah,
him.
That's
go ahead
what
him.
I'm saying.
Man, yeah. Like, listen, Jordan Morris trying to use his speed with Antuna. Like you're playing to his fucking to his strength, right? But at the 33rd minute, there was an adjustment. Fabio comes out and
sad as fuck. Dog.
Fabio comes out and people comes in. I had this conversation. I think it was with, you know what? It was with Colin. It was with Colin who I had a conversation with, and I said I kind of would have preferred Legit coming out. So you keep your cam and you let and you let Dos Santos like just man defensive midfield.
You know what? You know what? If we waited that long to make a sub, I wouldn't have made it. I would have just waited into the half. I would have rode it out into the half and see what it is. Because you let the team get adjusted for that. Listen, the red card happened in the 5th minute. You made a change in the 36th, you said?
33rd, yeah. 33rd.
Okay, that's basically 30 minutes that you let the game ride out. Let the game finish. Because now you put someone in brand new. Yeah, let the first half finish. You put in someone brand new that the team had to adjust. And that's exactly when the goal came in.
Yeah, the goal comes in is in the 42nd minute. And I think it was... Listen, you said, Masa, you mentioned that when Antuna came out, that's when they caught us. I don't think that's
necessarily true. When Fabio came out for people, then Rolf went back to right back.
Right back, and they pushed
obviously, obviously, Felcher can't recover as quick as Antuna.
Yeah.
On the goal, they catch us, right, on the right side. And then right after the goal, they almost have a second one where Bingham... Sase Grande, and he keeps a ball out, and that came from the right side too because Rolf has pushed up again. And then they send a through ball down the right side, and we got caught again.
But
that's two back-to-back chances that came through the right back position because Antuna wasn't there.
Nah, at right back. I don't agree with that because those balls did not come. Those balls came. They're long balls. They're long balls. The defense was pushed up.
It was a right back. It was a right back.
Where everybody else was.
Right?
No. He was at the line. The whole defense was at the line. They were all at the halfway line. The thing happened is like, listen, the one thing I'll say is Antuna, or you said, the one thing you said was correct, in my opinion, is that Felcher doesn't have the speed of Antuna, right? Mm-hmm. But it wasn't positioning-wise. At least in my opinion, it wasn't positioning-wise. To me, it was just like, okay, now you don't have the speed to match Morris. So we could exploit that. And that's what happened to me. Because, listen, one of the reasons the goal comes in is because everybody collapsed back to the middle. Nobody even decides to challenge the wing, right? Like, they all kind of just collapsed towards the middle. And when the touches happen, right? Because I think it's Morris who drives in the middle, and he tries to spin and gets tripped up. And it just so happens to land on Rui Diaz, who slots it in. Right?
That's Polenta, the ball. Or Angel, who was it that slid on Morris?
Polenta slid in.
Yeah, Polenta slid. Stayed on the floor. Angel and I had a back and forth. We watched the game at the wedding, and I was trying to find someone to blame. Honestly, it's no one's fault. Everyone kind of just hit the emergency button and did what they had to do. I was putting it on Šović that he should have pushed out wide when they passed the ball because there was people in the middle. But it is what it is. Like, even Jonah was back there trying to defend.
Well,
it was just a panic attack. And
you're just asking my beef, and this was just a personal beef. It's just one thing that I mean, unless you're 100% sure you're gonna win it, because then you're gonna leave Šović and no man's land trying to defend 2-3 people, and then he has to scramble which route he's going to go, or if he's going to follow the run, or if he's going to follow the through ball.
It was out in the middle.
Right, but eventually they came back to the middle. At first, no. He was there. Okay. Point is, you're talking about the goal, right?
Yeah, there was yeah. Jonah was right next to Šović.
Eventually he came back. But at first, Polenta tried making the slide tackle. Uh-huh. He completely missed that shit, and then Šović was there by himself trying to defend. Yeah, he stepped up. Exactly, he stepped up. And then everyone, people coming around. Okay. All right. Well, I guess we see it different.
So here's the thing. My only problem with that is that we've seen this often when it goes to emergency defending, they forget to look around.
Yeah.
They forget to just kind of, you know what I mean? Because Rui Diaz just drifted wide. And nobody.
By himself.
No, everybody goes focused on the ball. They're playing AYSA ball. Right, like everybody forgot the ball. They didn't realize that.
George's words.
Oh yeah, Rudy. We have a little drop button every time the defense does something. Just chickens. They just run around, fucking headless chickens. They don't understand what to defend. They don't communicate. And honestly, this is where a goalie needs to have its voice. A goalie needs to say pick up. No, because you're watching the field from in front of you. Everything's happening in front of you. you need to say someone's drifting left. Someone's drifting left. Step up. At least yell. Even with a step up, you might kind of snap out of the emergency. But like, okay, cool. Let me step up to this player. I don't know.
I can't put that on Bingham. The first goal. Because but let's say
communication, regardless of who it is.
All right, but let's say he would have done that. Like, yo, someone's drifting left. And then Shelvick shifts over left, then he gives that player a shot open on goal.
Okay, but that's because there's someone in front of the ball.
But you give him that far post to score, to slot it in. If Shelvick shifts over, it's a goal regardless.
No, he's in front of the goal. He's in front of the goal with a player in front of him.
Nah. Listen, I think you give him too much space to take a shot.
Listen, regardless,
I don't think that there's much talent where they could take a shot and put it in the corner shot. I'd rather give them that shot. I'd rather take my odds on that shot than to have someone drift out and just shoot it to the second post. Listen, any day.
So I'm not gonna sit here and say like Bingham does the orchestrating on the defense, because I don't know that, right? Remember, we talked about this, like, I would like to see in the field to hear him. So I can't say that. But what I will say, though, I think it's elementary shit. Like, look around. If a guy's opening up and there's three guys there, it should be just, you know what I mean? So, like you said, it's panic defending. When they do that, like, they forget, like, their basics. And I think Jonah mentioned this, too. Like, they forget, like, basic soccer, and they can't even follow their own, like, you know, the extra men out. Unfortunately, that's how they score the goal. I'm a little bummed out because, again, I feel like we had a better goal at the game. The whole first half, we had a better goal. And we're going to end this game. We're going to end the first half being down 1-0. And I'm like, whatever, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. We got a lot of them. We can probably figure this out. Not two minutes later, you have almost an identical fucking play where the ball goes. It's a long ball again. I think it's Lodito who puts in a dope-ass long ball. You know what I mean? Morris chases it down. Touches it to, I'm not sure, I don't know who it was. Touches it down to the middle, and then one time it to Ruidíaz in the same spot where he scored the first goal. But Bingham comes up big in that one. Like, that's a good block from Bingham. You know what I mean? That's a good block. And I like where that's at. I like that save, and it kind of keeps us in the game for that point. It keeps us in the game at that point, so much so that On that turnaround, right at the end of the first half, Legez gives him space on top of the box on the right side. Throws in a good cross.
He was touching the ball back and forth, which I like, because he easily could have. He got the ball touched back from whoever the right back. I think it was Felcher. It wasn't Antuna at the time that passed the ball to him. It might have been, but he passed the ball. And so instead of looking for that run, he immediately sees the space that he has, and then he puts the ball in, which I like. I like the fact that he's doing that instead of doing the easy play, because we've given him a lot of shit for doing the pass back or the easy play. This is what we see. This is what we need a lot more of Seba.
Yes. And you know what? And we've seen this the last maybe three games.
Two games. Yeah.
We're fine. But we've seen this, and it's really, you know, I mean, if he's gonna have a turnaround for the season and it's now, I'm okay with this, right?
But this is something that Angel and I have always talked about. Seba plays better at CM than Cam. Okay.
Yeah,
that's why Seba looks so good right now.
You guys are 100% right. You guys are 100% right with them when it comes to that. Angel, you're right.
Whatever it is, like, I'm just happy it's happening right now, right? Because let's set this up now, right? At the 45th minute, Zlatan scores the equalizer, 1-1. Right after Bingham has a good block, we turn around, we score a goal. We're down a man for 40 minutes of this first half, and we get out of there 1-1. You have to feel good about that. There's some good feeling about that, because the team didn't just die. You know what I mean? They didn't just die.
The fact that they held their own after that red, you feel good about it. Even a goal comes, you say, well, we held our own. We've been doing this. And the goal comes right after that, you go into the half feeling a little bit optimistic.
Yeah.
Honestly, my thought was close up. Just park the bus. Let's do whatever we got to do.
Listen, yes, if I didn't see what was going on in the field, right? If I just get a red card in 6 minutes, my first thought is like, yeah, pack it in, right? Let's keep it as tight as can. Maybe hit him on a counterattack. But you see how the first half progressed. And I mean, I said it didn't look like we were playing down a man. Mm-hmm. Not this game. Not this game. We contested everything. And yes, they had their chances, but so did we. Right? I mean, listen, there was a couple plays in the first half where I think Antuna laid it off and nobody actually made that run down, you know, to close that down in the middle. Zlatan tried to leave one with the chest to Pavon, who didn't really read it correctly. There was opportunities that we just, you know, not maybe as clear as the first one, but they were there. So we leave the first half 1-1, and I'm feeling okay with this. Because I think, even at the game, right, and after watching it, I know I was right at the game, but I'm feeling all right because we're not in a bad place right now, even with the man down. Second half starts and it's more of the same. I think the Galaxy again comes out and they're still fearless, knowing that they're a man down. You know what I mean? It's a tight game, 1-1, fearless, and we're there, man. We're there. We get that pen in the 66th minute.
Let's talk about Pavon, dog.
Finally, we get a call.
Let's talk about Pavon.
Let's talk about Pavon
before the pen.
That's accurate.
Dog, he had two fools on him. And my man cuts back in, shows him the ball. It's all flashy. Gets out in between those two players. Then he plays out wide. Dog, they try to dispossess my man. And that sure wasn't happening, dog. It was 2v1. Yeah. It was like this fool was playing like street soccer or something. They Volta. Couldn't dispossess him. The Volta, right?
The Volta shit.
And he lays off and they find Rolf in the box and they find Rolf on the wing and Rolf puts a good cross into the box. And I mean, they tried on the first goal, they were holding on to Zlatan.
Yeah. Oh,
penal. Clear. Easy. Clear as day.
Easy. Listen, I was a little shooketh because they haven't been giving those to him. Right, I thought it was a clear penalty, but I also thought it was a clear penalty a couple times against DC. So I was a little shook, but we got it. You know, Zlatan steps up, and I'm never really worried when Zlatan steps up, take a pen. You know what I mean? Because even when he bullshits right, and you get Panenka anybody he wants, but my man slots it in, go 2-1. Bro, we turned this game around. We're up 2-1 with 10 men on the field right now. And I'm hyped, dog. And the team doesn't, you know, get smaller because of it. Like, the team grows. And we look even better after we score the goal. Right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Even the commentators were saying a team that's down one man is about to go 2-1 up.
Dog, it was so... Here's where shit turns for me, right? We're the better team. Mm-hmm. And Antuna, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I didn't see this part in the replay, but Antuna puts in a fucking beauty of a cross.
It is Antuna.
Right? A beauty of a cross. It's a sitter. It's a sitter. It's a
Let's
sitter.
Let's go back one, though. Go back one.
Go for it.
People long ball, dog. That ball is what opens up Antuna.
Oh, you're right.
Like, perfect. Perfect, dog. Antuna makes the perfect run behind the defender. And, like, he starts from behind the defense. So, obviously, he's not offside. People puts in a dope-ass ball. Antuna heads it forward. A good first touch to put him ahead. And then lays it off to Zlatan.
And it's a sitter. It's a fucking sitter. Okay. Can we explain how much of a tapping that is? Like everybody was beat. Goalie was beat. Defense was beat.
Yeah, the goalie was beat. Everyone was beat.
Okay, listen, you can't score, but we're talking about fucking Zlatan. We're talking about Zlatan. No, we're talking about fucking Zlatan.
Yeah, I hate.
I have no excuse for that.
We're talking about fucking Zlatan, dog.
We're gonna get to this, but little man over there, I'm not gonna say his name, has been said that this is a game of moments.
Yeah.
Remember the moments.
Yeah.
Remember the moments.
So right now, though, I mean, I was almost celebrating when that shit happens.
Yeah.
That shit happens in front of us. We're celebrating, though.
I'm almost celebrating when this shit happens, and that shit goes wide. Right? Listen, I think my boy Nelson said in one of our chats, Zlatan legit had his head hanging for like a minute. Like, he was obviously upset. Right, he was obviously
that moment he realized he had to retire. Is that what he said?
Is it that moment he realized he was old?
Yeah, that was me.
That was me.
One of you guys.
But no, man, he's not even dead. It's just lost concentration for half a second, and he missed the ball. Dog. You know,
my favorite part of that
was Antuna and Pavon's reaction, dog. Those motherfuckers couldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah?
Antuna laughed. Antuna laughed. He was on the floor.
Pavon just was, like, in shock that he never thought he was going to miss anything like that.
You know what? I'm going to say I'm okay with it. Because Zlatan has not had an easy goal like this, and it caught him off guard. I think the fact that these passes are coming is a brighter. Listen, the score happened already. We know it was 2-2. It is what it is. At the end of the day, if you want someone at the end of those balls, 10 out of 10 times, I'm always going to tell you Zlatan. The fact that he sees that these balls are. Tell me how easy of a shot this was, and tell me when's the last time Zlatan had something like this as well.
Hey, Zlatan and Chicharito, though.
Oh, listen, I'm sorry. I'm not okay with this, right? Especially because we know the outcome. And again, you said it's moments. I mean, you quoted Angel saying that it was about moments, right? Yeah. In that moment, we go three up.
No, of course.
You know what I mean? And the thing is, like, if it was a dope shot, so then took him 35 yards out, and the goalie got a hand to it, hits the post, that'd be a moment too. But I'm not mad at it because, you know, it was a fair go at it, and he missed it or whatever, he got blocked. But a sitter like that, like, that should bug me out because, like, it's Zlatan. He's been clamoring for these moments, and he gets it, and he doesn't put it away. Like, it bugged me. It bugged me especially because we know the result, right? And so it bugs me even more now. But we missed that. I don't think the team necessarily takes a step back, but I think it is a little jab that, fuck, we could have been up 3-1.
Can right? I say something now?
Yes. You may speak.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've been quiet. I let you guys have your few minutes of fame because we all know you look happy. I'm very happy. I'm engaged in a few different things going on. It is a game of moments, absolutely. But a fact is that at that point, we're still up 2-1.
Okay, oh, yeah, man.
100%.
I know where you're leading with this already.
100% with Rudy. Damn. It could have been 3-1. Yes, absolutely. But fact is, whether you want to, however you want to put it, Zlatan already had two in the back of the net with plenty of
hat-trick.
He should have had a hat trick. Yeah, should have. Fine. Absolutely. Especially that type of.
I'm going to let you talk, Jeff.
Especially that. Listen, I'm with you 100%. But a fact is also that we're up at that point 2-1. Right? We're winning. It's not like we're losing. It's not like we're tied. We're actually up. Yes, he could put us ahead. Especially when we're down, man. Yeah, especially when we're down, man. I get it. But I just want to throw it out there. That's all I want to say.
All right.
I like
so,
it.
You want me to finish it for you? I know where you're going to go.
Hold on.
I know where I'm going. I'm pretty sure you all know where I'm going.
Let me set this up, right? Last week I was in here and I was talking mad shit about Shove because of stupid decision making. I ripped my park because stupid decision making. This week, another player of us made him look smart as fuck. Right? Because we're up 2-1. We're up 2-1. We got less than 10 minutes to close this game out and take a victory 2-1 with 10 men. A dope performance by most of the team, right? Man, the second half, I don't recall, and again, I haven't seen the second half on the replay. I haven't seen the full second half on the replay, so it might have been, but I don't remember a lot of clear chances for Seattle in that second half.
Not clear, but there was dangerous moments for Seattle.
Listen, okay.
And I'm going to call out one person, dog, and damn, that shit makes me fucking sad. Like, there was at least 3-4 like dangerous moments for Seattle, and to me they were kind of all on people Gonzalez, dog.
Yeah,
all of them. At this point in time, I take Steris over people right now. Right. Even after that fuck up, second half. If Steris would have been there, I would have felt more confident than when I saw what I saw from people in second half.
I'm gonna continue and I'm gonna do and I'm gonna talk shit about this player because all the things came from his side and I talked to you about it. It's Rolf Felcher, but that's on GBS for leaving that man in the game where we know that Rolf is not gonna be good past the 70th minute. He was gassed, and that's honestly the last 10 minutes of the game was all through his side. Everything came through his side. If you tell me that it didn't come through his side, then you're wrong.
I agree with you.
But that's on GBS. The fact that we're leaving that man in.
All right, I agree with you, right? But we talked about this prior. You're not going to stop every cross coming in, right? Most of those crosses, people are sleeping on, and they would go through, and Polenta would call out Felcher, and he would call out people like, yo, bro, like, put your head in, put your foot in, put in something. Because that right side where we were getting killed at, and once the ball got into the box, you know, people were asleep, super sleep, dog. And, yeah, I'm going to call him out, dog.
I feel 100 more. I feel 100% more secure with Daniel Starris in the back than I do with fucking than I do with people.
Hey, even though
people gave Antuna that long ball.
I might be getting a little too ahead, but I think GBS just found his escape with Daniel Starris, so we're not going to be seeing a lot of him late.
I don't agree with you.
Well, to be fair, we haven't seen people in this lineup with what's was supposed to be the ongoing. Again, we mentioned this. This was with the combination of Feltscher, Shelvick, Starris, and Polenta was that back line that we had, again, at the beginning of the season, you know, 5, 6, 7 games where, you know, for several clean sheets, only allowing a goal at the most 2, if that, right? They were looking solid. And we kept talking about, like, what's going on with the Starris? Like, what's happening, right? I think we started seeing it again a little bit, you know, the last game, obviously, and this past, well, the game against Dallas, because they got a clean sheet. If it wasn't for the Starris thing, we don't know what would have happened. But even then, with a man down, still able to keep a Seattle team to 2 goals, I still think there's some good to that, especially with the way that that second goal happened. I bring that up because I don't think it's fair for us to at least say, hey, I'd rather have Starris over people, because we haven't seen people yet with Polenta, both as center backs, and with Feltscher on one side and with Shelvick on one side. It's always been, when they have played that type of role, it's either Polenta's going to be out on the far left, or we've had Araujo on one side, or even at some point Traore was in there. So it's never, hasn't been.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm going to say this, right? You're right. We haven't seen that pairing or in a consistent base, but individual performances, Starris hasn't by a mile this season. Individual performances, Starris hasn't by a mile. Starris probably won. Starris is our best defender this season so far.
I'm with it. I'm just saying.
But there's more than one person in that back line. You need to be able to connect with everyone else.
And I'm also addressing what George mentioned, right? If you need a scapegoat to finally have people start in that school, you know, and see what comes out of this. Look, and we're not there yet, but this is very important to make this statement or at least address this. The game coming up on Sunday is a big fucking deal, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to play at LAFC. We're away. And it's going to be that. But I'll be shocked if it's not Shelvick and Feltscher again in the specific positions and Polenta and Pipo. Obviously, that's kind of it's the automatic right there, right? If it's not that back four, you guys, Pipo, I'm sure he's going to be being fucking watched, you know, like a fucking hawk. Little aspect, especially with Starris gone. Yeah, Starris gone from game. If he's not aware of that, especially in that type of game, we're going to have big issues with people moving forward. Yep. And that's supposed to be a solution for at least the next 2 years.
And listen, and I think a lot of it was us expecting Starris to be shit this season and people coming in and being better than Starris. Unfortunately for GBS, because he's in a situation, like, you know what I mean? Starris has been doing what he's doing. But let's talk about this tying goal, this 2-2 goal that we ended up just kind of finishing the game off with that. When that ball comes through, when that ball is lobbed in, there's Shelvick that's closest to him, and then there's 2 other people right behind him. The ball's with pace. Where I think Bingham doesn't need to come out. And when I talk about decision making, holy fuck, dog! What the fuck was Bingham thinking? That's not something. Put it this way, Bingham is not known to be a sweeper keeper, a keeper that comes out.
He's been playing like he is, though. That's what
he's been coming out like that.
Yeah, he had one in the same half. Watch the second half one more time. And he has one that if it wasn't called back for a foul on someone, he came out stupidly like that.
No, again. But that's not his thing. That's not something that we're accustomed to seeing Bingham do. Right? Is that something that we're used to seeing Bingham come out 15
minutes?
We're
not
15,
used to it, right? But with us, he's been doing it.
This game, maybe. But yeah, not accustomed to it.
You didn't do it against DC, too?
Did he?
You don't think he could have stayed behind? Oh, okay.
Listen, that's not his forte. You don't think you don't see Bingham and you say, "Hey, he's a sweeper keeper."
I think what you're alluding to, Masa, is that he picks the wrong times. He double guesses himself and he goes out too late.
Decision making.
Because I
think that motherfucker doesn't think. He just rushes.
I think he pulls back, and then when he should have gone, he doesn't go, and then he goes in late. But back to the play. I'm not defending him. It's a stupid decision. He fucked it up. And listen, soccer is a game of moments, like have we been mentioning. He fucked up this moment. But I want to say that he slipped. He completely... everyone was slipping on this field. I don't know if you noticed. Mm-hmm. Everyone was slipping on this field. There's no way. That's not a natural way that he fell out. If you see the way that he lands, that's not him coming down naturally. He eats shit. If anything, I thought he got injured when he landed.
Well, here's my take to that, right? I think he got there. I think he didn't even measure like where the trajectory of the ball. So he was mm-hmm. there way too, like he got there way too early, and the bounce kind of caught him off. So he just kind of stretches it, like to try to get at the ball. And that's why he looks awkward. I think that's why he looks awkward. It wasn't him slipping. He just kind of like, whatever I'm doing, you know what I mean? Like just trying to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I agree. Time, he didn't time he didn't time the ball. He didn't time his run.
But he didn't time anything. He never had to do that, man. There was no place for him there. Dog.
And I would still say that the goal, regardless of him fucking up, is unlucky, right? Because what are the fucking chances of him headering the ball sideways, hitting Shovik's face? Nah, fuck that. But it's still no. Nah, it's unlucky, but it's still a cagada. It's still a cagada.
George is 100% proof, because at that point I was back and forth, you know, at the wedding, so I didn't get to catch every single aspect. He called me over when they scored, so I got there only to the replay. I didn't see found out at that, like, from my first instinct, like, oh shit, it's a stupid ass unlucky shit that happened. I thought it was inside the box, right, because of the angle of the camera where they showed the replay. I thought it was like right there, and then I saw Shovik kind of sprinting for the ball. I'm like, wait, hold up, what? Then they passed the replay of the big picture. I was like, bro, come fucking on. Are you serious? That's 100% on fucking David Bingham. Because even then, I don't think the ball was bouncing too high. I don't think the ball it was not in a wet field where you don't know what's going to happen to it.
Everyone's eating shit, though.
And not to sound disrespectful to my boy Rudy, but I guarantee you Rudy would have read that shit way better than that. To me, that was an absolute fuck-up from David Bingham. Like, there's no denying it. Yeah, sure, fine. Everyone could say, you know, yeah, unlucky that it hit off of Shelvick's face and it went in. Even then.
I don't even think that's unlucky.
Shelvick has fucking wheels. He's quick as shit. At the very minimum, he would have at least been a fucking estorable. You know, to who was that? Was that Morris? Morris, right? And Morris is quick as fuck too. But Shelvick was going to be on his ass. And Shelvick was at most a yard behind. There is, listen. This 100% David Bingham goal. And these are the type of fuck-ups that he's known for, which is why I've been telling you guys that he's an absolute piece of shit goalkeeper. Now, obviously, I'm exaggerating. I'm taking it a little bit more than that. I get it. He's serviceable. Fine. Fair. But some people are defending him, saying that he's such a good goalkeeper and blah, blah, blah. No, there's a lot of things that are wrong with David Bingham. And this is one of them. Masa called out. This is one of two that he had in that game. Apparently, one of them got lucky that he got saved off of a foul.
Well, listen, right? Here is your fucking day, Angel, and it's your fucking day, right? Last year, and even sometimes this year, we talk about how he could have fucked up. It could have been, could have let it go, you know, his decisions, right?
But it didn't.
Last week I was here talking shit about Shelby because of his decision making, and it caught up to him, right? The receipt is there for him now, because that right there is all him. Like, we're not in second place right now, because he had a fucked up. He made a bad decision. Man, there's so many different ways it could play out. Maza saying it's unlucky. I don't think it's even that unlucky because.
No, I think it's unlucky that it bounces off his face, right? But I'm not taking away that it's 100% Bingham's fault.
What I'm saying, I don't even think it's unlucky, because the whole time he sees Shelvick and whoever is behind Shelvick, the defenders coming back, running back towards goal. Right, they're all running back towards goal. So, like, how unlucky is it when you bounce it off of him, right? Because you have no idea what the fuck you're doing. You have no idea what the fuck you're doing. You just kind of get there and fucking get a spasm and fucking knock it into Shovik's face. Man.
It is unlucky, because he could go out and do that and 100 times he's not going to hit his face again.
If he's composed, if he's, if listen, he comes out fucked up, right? But if he still has composure, he could clear that without doing what the fuck he did.
I agree with you 100%, but it's unlucky. It was a freak thing that won't happen. Like, it's just unlucky.
I mean, the recipe was there for it to happen. So I'll disagree with you. You know what I mean?
I'll argue that he's the reason why we didn't lose this game at all, too.
Fair, right? Listen, fair. Moments.
Exactly. We're gonna highlight this as we should. We should highlight it. Stupid mistake. Take it on your chest. You're an idiot. He knows it at the end of the game. But after that goal, within the times that we were getting bombed, he made three saves and three really good saves off the line in a matter of 5 minutes that he shouldn't have gotten.
Yeah, man.
No one's ever gonna remember that. We're gonna remember the fact that he fucked it up.
Yeah. I think we should. I think two things.
Yeah, we should.
Two things. Listen, and I asked this earlier, and I fucked up because I asked in the chat earlier, how do you guys feel about losing? Because we're a man down. I fucked up because obviously we didn't lose. We tied, right? 2-2. But it almost has that feeling of like, no, it's not even the feeling. We dropped 2 points this game, right? Because whether it be Zlatan scoring that goal and making it 3-1, or whether it be Bingham not fucking up, and we win 2-1, right? Whatever it is, like, we dropped 2 points because two moments in that game led us to ending up being 2-2.
I'd say three moments. And
the record?
Look, yes. And to be honest with you, look, I know I gave Bingham shit, right? I know I did. And you guys gave Zlatan his shit for his thing. I'm with that 100%. I'm not going to knock any of that. But to me, still the biggest issue from this was that red card from Daniel Sturridge. That to me, and just for that alone, I'm not even going to knock Bingham for this game. Yeah, of course, I'm going to rip him a new one every chance that I get. Absolutely. But this is not going to be on him. This is not. Rudy, you want to say that, you know, we could have been in second place? Yeah, that's a fact. We could have been in second place. But to me, the reality is the game, the way that it transpired, the fact that our team was still able to fight, being a man down because of Daniel Sturridge's dumbass decision, that's a big thing to me. And that to me is, it's, listen, getting ahead of myself, foot of the week for me.
No, I don't agree with you.
You don't have to agree with me. That's my opinion.
Yeah, that's his foot of the week. All right, let's do it. Who do you guys have for foot of the week? Cheesy's foot of the week.
I mean, no. Oh, yeah. Brought to you by Cheesy.
Brought to you by Cheesy. White Claw.
White Claw. Straight from the stands. This is Cheesy straight from the stands, by the way. Yeah. This is Cheesy's podcast. Whatever Cheesy wants, Cheesy gets.
Mm-hmm. Right, so full of the week. I mean, the game ended 2-2. After that, it was kind of, you know, locked it down.
By the way, did we talk about Cheesy's tat?
No, we could do that in the Straight from the Fence.
All right, cool.
So full of the week, guys. Come on,
Angel. I already said Dan Sturridge. Yeah,
you get Sturridge too.
Bingham. Yeah, Bingham. Me too. I'm giving it to Sturridge.
I'm giving it to Bingham too. I'm giving it to Bingham because because of everything we just talked about for the last 35 minutes or whatever. All right, we got questions for Straight from the Stands, or did we just get
for Kalisa? No, we got questions. Right, I do my job. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, he does a job.
Yeah. Hey, George, before we start that segment, shout me out, dog. Who backed you up today?
Shout out. Enjoying
shit.
Oh, what did I do? All right, give me a second. Story time.
The fuck?
So everyone remembers me doing my Ethernet cables here the other day, and I was struggling. Everyone called me out. Everyone on this podcast was like, oh, you don't do that? Well, specifically one little piece of
me,
shit.
Bitch, I did that shit. And I'm not going to do shit for you. You got to pay me, bitch. I went to school for a reason.
Oh, here it is. So the week that he was recording here at the crib, I tell him when he gets here, I'll be like, hey, do the Ethernet, show me how to do it.
Oh, shit, yeah.
But you know exactly when someone's lying and they're trying to like take something else. Exactly. Oh, and right, like, I asked him 4 times. He's like, oh, yeah. And he like kind of forgot it.
You're a lying piece of shit. He asked me once when I got there and gave me shit. I'm like, oh, yeah, for sure. I got you. And that was it. He didn't bring it up more than he's a lying piece of shit.
4 times. Fuck my that. Story. Right. Shut up. Mute button.
You're right. All right. You know what? Yeah. What George says. You're right. Yeah. Because you tell the truth.
And then when he leaves, he's like, oh, man, I was going to do it for you too. Shit. And then he's like, instead of saying,
what?
Let me get a piece.
Never fucking addressed like, that. Oh, just... Wow. Okay. I have proof that I never mentioned shit because I knew I had to leave because I had to drop off Cheesy, his homie shit. I knew I was only going to stay there. Just for the fucking pot, I had to dip. I have proof. Cheesy's proof that I had to drop off his homie, his fucking bag. So George is a lying piece of shit.
Okay. Like I was saying. So what happened?
Okay, so long story short, Angel's a piece of shit. He just wanted to roast out when his bitch ass can't even do it. If he can, come on the pod, and I'll bet you 3 shots that you can't do it. 3 shots on the pod of gin.
All right, but what happened?
Take it back to back. Yeah, exactly. Look at the pussy looking now. All right.
I said okay, bitch.
Masa came today. He didn't know how to do it either. Real shit. He was talking a lot of shit. He's like, dog, how do you do this?
You took that shit then.
He did it perfectly. And he didn't do it perfectly, but he got it. He got it down. So shout out Masa. Angel, if you are mad about your shit, get on the pod and do it live. If not, then take three shots.
All right, boss.
Let's you went to college, right? Since you went to college.
Let's get in the question.
You know what I mean? We're still fucking up big, bro. I think the score's gonna be 2-0 Galaxy.
I mean, we did better than I expected.
Fuck the sound set.
Fuck Levels FC. Fucking G's are gonna be coming on top, right?
All
right. Manny from the Outlaws is right as fuck. That baby cam has the truth. You have baby cam. Put that shit. Stream that shit. Live, bitch.
Can we get into the questions?
I got to go through the feed first.
Yeah, that's what I thought, motherfucker. That's what I thought.
No, not for art. Never mind.
Can we get into the questions, please?
Edwin 08 Brian asked, are there still seats left for the bus to the stank?
We figured that some of you guys are going to be asking questions last minute, so we made enough reservations where there should be enough seats. The question is, are you getting picked up from Dignity Hill Sports Park or DTLA? Shoot the ACB social message this week. And that's a reminder for everyone, if you just want to make sure that you're on there. If you got the email directly from ACB and you read everything, obviously you responded with where you're getting picked up from, and you should be good.
Cool. All right. Cheyenne9 asks, squad prediction for tomorrow. Tomorrow is the Leagues Cup game against Cruz Azul.
We didn't even talk about that, huh?
Well, we don't need to talk about that.
I mean, we already know what's going to happen. It's going to be a backup squad. Some people asked about...
Yeah, well, did you see the updated rosters?
No, I didn't. Well, lied to me.
It's just Zlatan.
Zlatan and Pavon.
Zlatan Pavon.
But yeah, but here's the thing, though. I think they need to be registered prior to the final. In case they make it the final, they could play the final. I think that's all it is. I think it might be some kind of regulation, okay, like where they need to be placed in the squad before they can't be placed just for finals. What I'm trying to say. So I don't think we should be worried about them playing at all. Stairs, though. Stairs plays.
Stairs plays.
He should play.
Yeah, he should play. He's well rested.
He should definitely play.
He's well rested.
And then he's not gonna have another game on Sunday. So
yeah.
All right.
Wait. Mm-hmm. Predictions for that game.
All right, 1-0 Galaxy.
Against Cruz Azul? All right, cool.
Cruz Azul ain't shit.
So what's the prediction?
I'm going to go 3-1 Galaxy because we're daddies. And they're going to be playing in blue, so they're going to lose.
Angel?
I say 2-1. Somehow. Some fucking how we're going to see Gio in the final.
I think we tie the game 1-1 and we win in penalties again.
PKs? I was thinking about that too, because Lamson's a real goalkeeper. Like, he's a legitimate goalkeeper, and not like David Bigham, but you know.
Hey, you should have seen George's face today, dog, when Pogba missed that penalty and I had told him that shit was going to get blocked. That shit was gold.
That shit was dope. All
right, let's go on.
All right. Beer and Metal asked Bingham, Angel, Bingham last game. What are your thoughts on him? Mm-hmm.
Trash.
It doesn't matter what your thoughts are.
Stupid. All
right. Bye, guys.
You're so stupid. I swear to God. Hell yeah. Guys.
Fuck yeah.
The rock, you know what? Fuck you and your stupid cables.
Oh, yeah, we get it. We know it's too dark.
Oh shit. Oh man.
All right, next question. Not question, but MOG Cheesy says the claw is here again. Masa, I'm waiting.
Give me some time, but I'm gonna get that shit done. Don't trip.
All right.
Wait, that's the time we're gonna talk about his tattoo real quick.
Oh, let's talk about his tattoos. Yeah, yeah. They came out.
There you go. What is he calling? All right, Masa, why is Cheesy calling you out? What is he asking about? When is the time or whatever he said? What is he referring to?
Okay, so Cheesy got a white claw tattoo on his shin with a straight from the stands flavor.
Yeah, man.
And, yo, like, I couldn't believe he got it, right? Shout out to Cheesy, dog. Hey, we love you, dog. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
And so I seen it, and I was like, yo, that tat is hard. And I was like, you know what? I'll match you. And everybody's like, nah, Masa, you fucked up. But I can confirm that I know what the fuck I was saying. I know what the fuck I was doing. And I'll say it here live. I'm going to match Cheesy's tat.
Match. Like, match. Match. Everything.
Match. Oh, yeah. Oh, I have to, dog.
Hell sick ass food, though. All right.
V. San Lorenzo 5 says Galaxy W on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. No,
listen. Oh, yeah. That's easy. We poppies.
We'll come back and talk about that in the tailgate. But for sure, yeah.
Vero Pedro. What up, Vero? Says, what up, Vero? Bingham, lack of communication or epic fuck up?
Both?
I think it's both. I think Bingham doesn't talk to his back line. And when they... I feel for him. He fucked up. Fucked up.
Yeah. Easy call.
He fucked up.
Next question.
Carlos is not real. Says, with Bingham having terrible decision making, why don't we start Matt Lamson?
Nah, chill.
No.
There's no way.
No. I don't think Matt Lamson is good.
We don't know that though.
Listen, I don't. I don't think Matt Lamson is good, right? He's a fucking journeyman. I don't think he's good. I'm not saying that fucking Bingham is great, but leave as it is. Hopefully, we make some moves in the summer or winter. Whatever the fuck it is for us.
Look, as long as everyone acknowledges that Bingham is not great, serviceable, fine.
I've been saying that, bro.
No one's saying that he's great. He's good people. For MLS.
Okay.
He's not MLS great. He's good for MLS. Have we been on here saying otherwise? Has anyone on this podcast said otherwise? No.
I don't think so.
So I don't know why you're yelling. Go yell at Twitter. We're not the ones saying it.
Yeah, anybody want Angel? Don't let nobody tell you different. Go for it.
Lopez Isaiah says, where's everyone gathering for the viewing party Sunday night? Is the Galaxy having anything?
Galaxy is having a viewing party at the stadium. Yep. At the Legends Plaza.
Yep. We'll have, there should be more information coming out soon. So.
Yeah, probably at Wednesday after the League's Cup game.
Roman Landino asks, ¿ya? ¿Es la hora de vender a Steris?
I mean, I'm not opposed to signing them, but fuck, dog. Listen, I don't trust people right now.
I hope this is not based off of a last performance or because he got the red card.
We've been talking about selling him just because he's on a high.
Yeah.
We need to get used to that thought. I don't agree that we should be on him because he fucked up for the red card because it is what it is. Like, he got the red card. I know people have some prior hate to him, which is understandable, but if we're still going to sell him high.
But sell him because he's a good player, not because he's fucking up. You know what I mean? Like, don't start on that train yet.
Yeah, for sure.
Galaxy Fanatic, Big Will says, give it up to the G's for putting up a hell of a fight.
Yes, sir. Yep. Yes, sir. Listen, and it's funny because we're out here complaining that we didn't take that dub, right? I mean, 10 men, and we didn't take dub, but I'll take it.
E.Balin_ asks, when are y'all having a meet and greet, though?
Every tailgate?
Any tailgate, just come up to us.
We
got to do better at all of us.
Hey, I love all of y'all. Just don't offer me any more drinks because, I can't.
Like, or Churrito, dog, because last day.
To be fair, though, there's usually at least one of us almost at every event.
Yeah, there's always a representative.
With the exception, I think, the last one, right? The last one, the movie theater thing. Because we had our fantasy football.
Priorities,
you know.
Nah, but we should make it a thing where we're all there. But shit happens. But at least one of us are there.
Next year, because
I'll take. Oh, yeah. Well, Angel for sure is not going to be there. So right now you'll get the. Well, lucky for you.
Nah, but
right now's the time to go.
Meet Angel at viewing parties. Meet Angel at viewing parties.
Yeah, I go to most of the away games and most of the viewing parties. So you'll see me at some. I mean, you see me somewhere.
Yeah. All right.
Just one last thing. And we also, I think we're going to get trying to figure out how to do a tailgate live. So we'll definitely do that then as well.
Yeah, that's going to work. You could offer me drinks. I don't care. Fuck my face. A pussy.
That's accurate, dog. Yo soy hombre cambiado, dog.
Me too. I don't drink.
Straight. Yeah.
All right, next question. Okay. Let's go.
I only drink White Claws with cheesy.
Okay, Angel.
What the fuck? Did Angel pass it to rest for you? What the fuck is happening here?
Oh, shit.
Y'all good?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, really quick, one of the first times I met Rudy, I forgot what the fuck was happening, what we were talking about, and I just rolled up and creeped up on him out of nowhere, just being loud as fuck, and he looked at me like, yo, you got Tourette's?
Good, weird.
Stuck ever since. That was in 2011,
something
I think
like
it was.
That. Yeah, something like that.
In 2011? Yeah, and it stuck ever since then.
Because he started yelling at me, I was like, Tourette's?
Like, the fuck, you got Tourette's?
I mean, Tourette's not funny, guys. That's not what I was trying to do at all.
No, right. Obviously.
All right, go for it, George.
Sharky14 says, can we get David Bingham to have a seat, have a sit down one-on-one with Angel?
Ooh, with or without a water bottle? That's what I want to know.
Listen, I can confirm that it's going to be nothing of what you hear like this, because Angel was like the same exact thing with Daniel Stairs in the day that he met him at the Galaxy, at the View. Remind me, wait, was I the only one there? I
think what has been my beef with Daniel Stairs? Why did I have beef with him for so long? Because he has everything that he's ever needed to be a solid ass defender.
Listen.
Right? What he is now.
That season, the whole year you went saying, if I see Dennis, I'm going to deck him in the neck. Happened? Quote, unquote. He said, I'm going to deck him
what
in the
happened,
neck.
What happened, Rudy?
And then
when we met him, he, in
a nice soft tone, not Angel Stone, right. Nice soft tone, he said,
listen.
You got to be better, man. You got
to
be better.
First of all, if David Bingham and I are in the room together, I need to make sure I have my papers with me to prove to him that.
Oh, no, don't even go there. Chill.
Thank you. So move on.
Don't start that shit. Don't go. Next question.
Listen, I'm just sharing what I hear. I'm just sharing what I hear.
He's all bark, no bite. Just leave him alone. He's not going to do anything.
Yeah, I don't. I'm like a little dog.
Lisa Martinez 98 says, do y'all think that we would have won if we would have gotten that red card?
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
All right. Move.
We got a lot of questions for what? There's La Hora. The Claw is here. Shingo. Okay. God damn. A lot of posted up questions, but. Oh, I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
No, just me. I don't know how to pronounce this. GFC? GFC8. Sorry, guys. When is Roman coming back to play?
I hope he's on track for mid-September, right? Mid-September?
I'm thinking mid-September. I think
he's going to start training next week or this week.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. So I can confirm he's playing on Sunday.
Oh, no, that'd be so dope. Imagine surprises out of nowhere.
That'd be sick. Nah, so he could get hurt again? Nah, I'm sure. Let's hold that.
Mr. TP22 says, not a question, but someone holler at GBS to put Antuna at right back.
No, man, let's not go that far yet, but it worked for a while.
Yep. How does it feel? Es la hora with no. That's ACB not start who oh song. Nope, that's really it. That's it.
All right, boys.
We got some ACB plugs.
We're doing today?
Yeah, we got a second.
Angel, start singing to
ACB
live
plugs.
No. Wait, what? Not that plug.
Oh, wait, what? Oh, just sing in general?
Mm-hmm. Okay, one last question.
You like salsa?
I knew I had to.
I'm salsa.
Oh, my fucking God. You still with that shit?
Oh, Kevin, drunk for days.
Kevin R222 says, why the fuck is it 150 for a GA ticket tomorrow? That's the question.
150 for a GA ticket tomorrow?
Yeah.
Don't buy that. Probably,
the fuck? Because the Sud fans probably thinking that, or some type of fan. I don't know.
They haven't won shit since 97, and they're trying to sell a ticket for 150 bucks.
Really?
I had no idea. Listen, if you're really trying to get a ticket to those games, shoot one of us a DM. I'm sure we can get you something a lot cheaper than that.
Definitely cheaper. And that's it, yeah.
Nope.
All right.
So, they're $27 on StubHub right now, just if you want to look for it. I think what this man is trying to mention is that for the Stank on Sunday, because they're at $157 on StubHub.
Okay, maybe it's Stank.
Well, I mean,
that's what it is. It is what it is with that one. But tomorrow, it's $27.
Plus, supply and demand, baby. Basic economics. It's Angel, a smaller stadium.
ACB plugs, come on.
ACB plugs!
Plugs.
These are the ACB plugs.
ACB
plugs.
Brought to you by Straight to the Stands, Cheesy White Claw.
White Claw, cheesy times two. So a few things. So obviously, as you guys know, tomorrow night is the game. There may be a tailgate. There may not be a tailgate. It really depends on turnout. But listen, Tuesday night game, that game doesn't seem to be cracking as much. So maybe as I know, they might just have the large tailgate.
Masa loves weekday games.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about Masa and weekday games. But another thing, so Wednesday night, though, after that, there is a soccer pickup going on at the main stadium. I don't know if you got a chance to RSVP or not, but if you weren't aware of it, shoot Jonathan Malta or Alex Merced a message. If you don't have their contact info, shoot us a note. It is, again, yeah, it's a pickup soccer, but at the main field. So, you know, where Zlatan make the magic happen.
Hey, real quick, sign that waiver. Bring it signed because I'm about to break all your ankles.
There you go. If you guys listen, that's true because Masa apparently killed somebody at the ACB barbecue. So I heard that this person can't go to work for 3 months. So, you know, hope you have insurance.
What to do, baby?
Another thing, as you guys are aware, though, there is going to be a viewing party for Stank and just prepping everyone. So you guys try to make it out. We're going to bring the same information again on Sunday. I mean, on for the tailgate. But again, just so you guys are aware, there is going to be a viewing party at the stadium, at the Legends Plaza. We're going to post out all that information on social, so you'll see it. Also, just happen to be in Vegas. Vegas is also going to have a viewing party for a lot of locals that are now starting to get together, finally, after, you know, months of trying to make this shit happen. Now Vegas is starting to get some traction. So,
but it's dope.
Listen, Vegas is fun as shit. And then doing it with fellow Gs, you know, at least for a couple of hours, even more dope as shit. So we're going to put that information out there as well. I can't confirm that there will be additional viewing parties. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a few that just spin up on their own. But for the most part, we're only going to be pushing the one with the FO. Again, as you guys are aware, though, two pickup locations, pick up downtown LA, pick up Dignity Health Sports Park. If you guys are not on that or you guys are not sure, shoot us a DM. We'll try to make that happen. And the last thing, Little Rob is asking for this one. So Galaxy 2 tickets. We play on August 31st here at home against Sacramento Republic. That's kind of a big deal for Sacramento. It's a 7 p.m. game. So if you are not making the game, send your tickets now. Either send them to us, to any of us, for the you guys know here, or send them directly to the ACB account. If you can make it somehow, if you're not making the trip up to Seattle for the game, please make it out to support G2 for that game because Sacramento always tends to bring at least one bus deep to that game. It's one of their biggest games. Obviously, they get to come down to LA, all that good shit. So make it out. If you can't, again, if you can't make the game, send your tickets to one of us four or just send them directly to the ACB accounts. We're going to get them to people that want to go and support G2. So that's pretty much it for now. I'm sure we'll probably get more stuff. A lot of these things you guys are hearing again on Thursday, but just want to keep engraving this into you guys' head. So I think that's it for me.
Sure. Hey, there's a question on the chat. What time is pickup for the bus?
Info is all going to be out this week.
Yep. Nope. Anything else? Anything else? Could we go home? Could we go to sleep now?
Can we go home? Can we go home? From our White Claw Studios, sponsored by White Claw and Cheesy.
Hi, from the White Claw Studios and several different places here
in Carson, California.
All right, boys. With that being said, it's another episode of Straight from the Stands. I'm your boy, Rudy, and I'm smart on Twitter. I'm smart on Twitch. I'm smart on the gram.
Jane defeated 7. Go Dodgers.
At LiveItAF96 on Twitter, 88291, if you want to see how awesome my life is, on Instagram.
Hey, if you guys want to give me ideas of how I could fuck with Angel next broadcast, sign to the DMs.
Have him come over and build your cables, dog. I got you.
Sign me off, Masa.
He
owes me 3 shots if he doesn't do it.
I'm not going to do shit. Like, Masa, I'm not going to do shit. Yeah. He ain't going to do shit. Fuck off.
Sign me off, Masa.
Love. And G's up.
Peace.